Hello, this is a recording to help Buddy with his lines for scene 4. This is the scene where he arrives at Macy's and he's mistaken for a worker by the manager. And then he sees Jovi, who he's a little sweet on and would like to spend some more time with. And he gets the employees in more of a holiday spirit by singing Sparkle Jolly Twinkle Jingly. And then after the song, he works up the courage to talk to Jovi again. And then in comes Santa. But of course, Buddy knows that it's not the real Santa. It is a fake. And then he causes a little bit of chaos and mayhem and gets escorted out by policemen this time. So this scene is one that is very important. It's easily recognizable and memorable to people from the movie. And there's lots of important lines that's going to get a lot of big laughs. So you'll have to make sure to leave time for the audience to laugh and react before you move on to the next line. So let's get started. It begins with the employees kind of futzing with their scarves on the tables and things like that. And Buddy bounces in and goes over to the saleswoman.
Welcome to Macy's. How are you today?
That's fabulous. Jungle Passion Fruit Spray? You take the bottle and spray it into your mouth, and you kind of have a fit, which catches the manager's attention.
Hey, you, get back to work. What section did I assign you to?
All right, you work right over there, the North Pole.
Yes, it is.
Yes. It is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Why are you smiling like that?
Make work your favorite.
Good.
Wait a minute. The big guy from up north?
Oh, corporate. Always checking up on me.
Okay, fine. We'll work together, me and you. Be good pals, okay?
Attention, Macy's shoppers. Santa will be arriving in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, Santa Claus is coming to town.
You, go help that girl over there decorate that tree.
Yeah, but try talking to her. She's nuts.
And then you walk over to Jovi and give her a nice tap, 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 and wait for her to turn around. And you say,
hi, I'm Jovi the Elf, and I seriously doubt it.
Oh, classy. You know what? I'm not a Christmas person, so dial down the elf speak, okay?
I don't sing.
All right, listen up, everybody.
You all gotta finish decorating this place because Santa's on his way. No more standing around. Get to work.
Okay, and then we sing the song, and they're all convinced that we've gotta be happy at Christmas time. And they do all the dance moves. And then after the audience claps and applauds, then the manager comes in and says, "You all did one heck of a good job. Nice work." And they say, "Yay, yay," and they walk back to what they're doing. And as that happens, then you come together with the manager. "Well, why don't you ask her out?" "On a date. Take her to dinner." "No. Would somebody like a punch in the throat?" "Do I want to eat food?" "Are you asking me out on a date?" "Oh, you don't want to go out with me." "No, you don't." "Why?" "Your tongue swells up?" "Well, it's weirdly nice that I make your tongue swell up." "What the heck? I'm free Thursday." "You know what? I find if you lower your expectations in life, you avoid a lot of disappointment."
"Santa! Santa's here!" "Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!" "Yo, buddy! How you doing?" "What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus." "Yes, I am. What can I get you for Christmas?" "Let the kid talk."
"I want Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars."
"Just cool it, Zippy." "I'm a fake? How'd you like to be dead?"
Then you pull off his hat and you run around and say,
"Help! Someone please help Santa Claus!"
"Calm down. Tell us your name." "You got a last name, Buddy the Elf?" "No, but we'll locate him while you're sitting in a cell, cooling your heels."
And then they will take you and escort you out. All right, and that was scene 4.